In today's shiur, we are going to be discussing another unique dimension of the Mishkan, and those are the Adonim of the Mishkan, the sockets in which the Kroshim, the beams, which we discussed in our previous shiur, which were made from Atzei Shittim, the Kroshim were put into these special Adonim, these special sockets which kept it in place. And even though you had to take it out, it was like portable, so they had to take out the Kroshim, they would have to move the Adonim. So while we spoke Be'ikar yesterday about the Kroshim, today we're going to be focused on the Adonim. The Nedaveis of the Mishkan are discussed Be'ikar in Parashas Truma. In Parashas Truma, it says three times the word Truma. And Chazal learned out from here that there were three types of donations that Yidden gave. Which, by the way, just a very important point to realize, that the Torah uses an interesting expression in regards to the donations to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, speak to the Yidden, and instead of saying, V'yitnu li truma, that they should give a donation, it says, V'yikhu li truma, they should take for me a donation. Now, usually donations you give to somebody else. You don't take a donation by giving it. So what does the Eibishter want? Us to take donations or to give donations? Well, since then, Yidden have been collecting donations. But seemingly, the Eibishter wants us to give, not to take. So the Pasuk should have said, V'yitnu li truma, that they're giving a donation, as opposed to V'yikhu li truma, that they're taking a donation. I remember when I was a young boy, they used to make fun of those that learned in Allah Torah. One of the lines that they would say is that instead of saying, like a normal person would say, that I threw a towel out the window to my mother, as I threw my mother out the window a towel. Some of you are saying, what's wrong with that? The point is that seemingly the word veyikhu doesn't make sense. And Chazal explained that the Torah is telling us that every time we are giving, we are really taking. The person feels like, oh, I gave so much to the Beis HaMikdash. The more you give, the more you're receiving. You're really receiving by giving. But either way, it says three times the word Truma in the Mishkan. And Chazal learned out that there were three types of donations. There was the donations of the Adonim, that they would have to give money for the sockets. There was the donations of the general Mishkan for the Zav, Chesef, Nechoshes, which was used for the Kelim of the Mishkan, the Yiriyos of the Mishkan, the curtains, as well as for the Karbonis, the regular Shkolim, Machtzis HaShekel. The Machtzis HaShekel actually continues every year, even till today, to a certain extent. We know that on Tainis Esther, we give Machtzis HaShekel. But the other donations were only at the time of the Mishkan. Yet we find something very interesting. The difference between the donations that the Yidden gave towards the sockets of the Mishkan and the difference of that the Yidden gave towards the rest of the Mishkan. And that is, in regards to the rest of the Mishkan, everyone gave as much as they wanted. You had a lot of money, you gave a lot. You didn't have a lot of money, you gave a little. Everyone gave, kol nediv libo yivyeha. You gave as much as you could. That's what you gave. When it comes to the money that was donated for the Adonim, for the sockets of the Mishkan, the Pasuk says that everyone has to give equal amount. Ha'osher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamid b'machtzis ha-shekel. That everyone has to give only a machtzis ha-shekel. And the question is why? Why are the Adonim, when it comes to the sockets, is everyone equal? And when it comes to the rest of the Mishkan, is there a difference and everyone can give whatever they want? What's going on over here? So like we mentioned in our previous shiurim, everything in the Mishkan is really representative of our own Avodas Hashem. While they all are physical things, each part of the Mishkan represents a certain part of our own Avodas Hashem. What do the Adonim represent? When we think of sockets, what do sockets represent? Seemingly the sockets are on the bottom, right? It's the lowest part of the Mishkan. When you probably look at the Mishkan, you see the beautiful curtains, you see the tall majestic beams, you see the karbonis, you see the smoke rising from the Mizbeach. Only if you really look deep and you look down are you going to see these ugly sockets which the Krushim were placed. Seemingly they were not very decorative. Seemingly they were not very appealing. Seemingly they were not very exciting. They're mamish bottom, you know, just regular sockets. But tell me, without sockets, where would the Mishkan be? It wouldn't be. The sockets are the foundation of the Mishkan. The aside of the Mishkan are the sockets. The rest of the Mishkan are placed and are built around the sockets. What does that show us? That the Adonim represents the core base Avodas Hashem, which we'll soon explain, and that is the Kabbalas Oil. Everybody here knows the first 17 lines of Perek Mamalef of Tanya. For those of you that don't know that there is a Perek Mamalef in Tanya, and that it has a lot more than 17 lines, then you probably don't belong here. No, just kidding. Now you know. The point is that we know that it's something that the Rebbe encourages us to say every single day before davening. And when you become like a bar mitzvah, you usually get like a card that has the 17 lines of Perek Mamalef on it. And there it is, pulling out from your tefillin bags and wherever you have the 17 lines of Perek Mamalef. Now, they actually mean something. Those words are not just olive bays. But we say, Reishis Avoida V'ikro V'sharsha, the foundation of our Avodas Hashem, that even though Abba is Shoyrish a certain Asei Toiv and Yira a certain Meira, nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe says that the main foundation of Avodas Hashem, Reishis Avoida V'ikro V'sharsha, is Hayira Ativis and Mesuteres B'leiv Kolish Yisrael Shalai Limroid V'melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the basic Kabbalas Oil, not to go against the Eivishter. Kabbalas Oil is the foundation of Avodas Hashem. The Nasa, which comes before the Nishma. The basic, the Adonim, the foundation of Yiddishkeit, is the Kabbalas Oil. That's the Adonim. Those are the foundational parts. Now, Kabbalas Oil is not very attractive, and it's not very geschmack, but without it, you can't build your Yiddishkeit. Any Yiddishkeit that's not based on strong Kabbalah soil will not last. If Yiddishkeit is based on what you decide that you're excited about, only what you're interested in, that leads a very, very bad path. Because then when you're not in the mood, you just don't do it. Yiddishkeit is based, rooted in Kabbalah soil. And that's why the Adonim represent the Avoid of Kabbalah soil. It's rock, solid, strong, not going anywhere. Those are the Adonim. The rest of the Mishkan, well, Kabbalah soil is not enough. Because now you have to serve the Eibishter. After Nasa, you have to say Nishma. You can't just say, I'm ready to serve. But now you actually have to serve. And there's things that you have to do. You have to learn Torah with your brain, feel Avas Hashem with your heart, and you have to do Machshava Dibra Maisa. There's the whole rest of the Avodas Hashem, which comes after the Adonim. But it's all built on top of the Adonim. Now you understand why the Adonim, everyone gave the same amount. Because when it comes to Kabbalah soil, which comes from the Etzem and Neshama, we're all the same. What makes one Yid different than another Yid in his Avodas Hashem? That he learns more Torah, less Torah. He's smarter, he's not as smart. He's more talented, he's less talented. He is more Hidr Mitzvah, less Hidr Mitzvah. It's all about how he services the Eibishter. In the rest of the Mishkan, there are many differences. This one is more a learner, this one's more a doer, this one's more a designer, this one likes Nigle, this is a Chassidus. Everyone has their part of the Mishkan. And there is a Keli in the Mishkan for everyone. Each Yid is represented in different Kelim of the Mishkan. Everyone has their own Geshmak, everyone has their own Inyan, and we'll find the Keli in the Mishkan that fits for you. But when it comes to the Adonim, when it comes to the base, we're all the same. The Adonim represent the Etzem HaNeshama. It represents the Yidin the way they're Nasa before Nishma. It represents the Yid in his foundation, in his Kabbalah's oil. And in that, in Kabbalah's oil, we're all the same. Now, there's more to this because we have to understand then how come only Anoshim gave money for the Adonim, not Noshim Vitaf. And now you have to look at the Siches Chelek Yud Aleph Parshas Truma to address. But I want to finish off with one Nekuda that the Rebbe brings out in connection to this Avoida of the Adonim. And that is that before any Avoida, whether it was the Avoida of the Adonim, or the Avoida of the rest of the Nedovas of the Mishkan, the Torah tells us, Vayakel Moshe is called B'nei Yisrael, it's called As B'nei Yisrael. Moshe gathered all the Yidden, and he told them about the Avoidas HaMishkan. Now the simple taich is, why did Moshe have to do that? Because he had to let them know about the Mishkan. But there's something much deeper here that we have to learn. That any Avoidas Hashem starts with your connection with Moshe Rabbeinu. In order to have Adonim, in order to have any Avodas Hashem, you have to be part of Moshe's team, Vayakel Moshe. The koyach that we have to do any Avodas Hashem comes through the koyach of Moshe Shebedor. And that's why the same thing before Karbonis. What's the first thing we learn is Vayikra El Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem Elav. The first koyach of Karbonis comes through Moshe. When it comes to any Torah, we say Torah Tziva Lanu. We don't say Torah Tziva Lanu Hashem. It's Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Any Hamshacha, any Avoid the Ruchlis, Torah Avoid the Gemilas Chasadim, it all comes through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why we as we have to make sure that the foundation of our Mishkan, whether it's Adonim, whether it's the rest of the Mishkan, or it is Tchoshim, whether it's Atzishitim, any part of our Avoida has to start with the Yisoid of its Hiskashrus to Moshe Shebedereinu, and the Yispashtus of the Moshe, which is B'chol Dora V'Dora, and that is the ultimate Didan Notzach.